Saturday, August 7th, 2021. The Islamic New Year is about to start. Auntie Fatima explained some interesting facts to us at Sunday school. It was so much fun to learn more about our amazing solar system. I had learned about the phases of the moon in science class at school, but I never understood how the Islamic months moved faster than the usual calendar months. It turns out that the Islamic month is calculated from the sighting of one crescent moon to the next crescent moon, a period of 29 to 30 days. There are approximately 354 days in a lunar year, reflecting the 12 monthly cycles of the moon. Because this calendar is 11 days shorter than a solar year, which is 365 days, the lunar year moves up 11 to 12 days each year. That's why Muharram sometimes arrives in the summers, and some years it arrives in the winters. Friday, August 13th, 2021. Yesterday, something horrible happened. I wore Mama's bright pink hijab because it matched my shirt, and I thought it looked cool. But then some kids at the playground began tugging at it and making fun of me. I think my cheeks turned the same shade of pink as the hijab. I felt so embarrassed and hurt. Andrew was there too, but he didn't even stand up for me. He could have told them off, but he didn't. He stood as still as a statue. Today he came over with a jar of cookies, the giant chocolate chip ones that he bakes with his mom, and a sorry note. I was so upset at him that I didn't accept them. I called Tieta and told her all about what happened. She comforted me and told me that my hijab looked great, but she also said that I should forgive Andrew. She told me that Allah says good deeds can make up for bad deeds, and we, too, should forgive mistakes that others might make. He realized that he was wrong, and so he tried to make it up to you, she reminded me. She made a lot of sense. Everyone makes mistakes, but what really matters is how we make up for them. I think I'll talk to Andrew now. Saturday, August 28th, 2021. I'm so glad Tieta and Gidao have come to stay with us. Gidao takes me for a walk every day. We usually take some bird seed and feed the birds and squirrels along the way. Gidao told me how he used to love feeding the pigeons when he was a little boy in Egypt. Today was extra special because we packed some snacks and took our binoculars and camera along to Central Park to watch the birds. When we got there, I was surprised to find so many other people who were bird watching. Gidao told me they're called birders. They were there with their binoculars and cameras too. Gidao also told me hundreds of migratory birds visit New York. It's a popular stop along their route. Maybe birds are like tourists. I wonder if they get any souvenirs. We also talked about how our beloved Prophet Muhammad, S.A.W., migrated from Mecca to Medina. Many other prophets before him had to leave their towns too. It's always fun spending time with my grandfathers. I'm lucky to have two.